Hey guys, this is Caden and I, and we are just coming to you with an intro episode to fill you in on kind of the background of it and what the Lord has put on our hearts and the desire to do these episodes. So, Caden, you want to just talk about kind of the process of these episodes a little bit?
The whole point of these devos is to give scaffolding and to kind of put a focus on Spring Break 2024.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, our devos don't dictate what God is trying to say. If an episode sticks out to you, focus on that. You can even just ignore the other episodes. If you are really interested in your identity, your role in the kingdom, or maybe you're interested in your gifts, or maybe God is saying something that is totally unrelated to our devos, focus on your peace. Let your peace guide you.
Yeah. So I think a foundation for these episodes or the devotions that we'll have is really kind of leaning in on hearing from the Lord. We met about what we're going to do for these devos. It was me and Kate and Nathan. And I think ultimately the Lord had just put it on our hearts to support and cultivate a space where we are able to hear from the Lord and hear what he's saying to us. That may be through these devos, that may be through your brothers and sisters, that may be through the service projects that we do, or even just the retreat. So our desire behind these episodes are to help you hear from the Lord more clearly and hear what he's saying to you. This first episode, after this intro, will be delving into a little bit more of a personal engagement. And then the second one, the Lord has just put it on Caden's heart, and he's been talking about it a lot recently, about your identity and who God has called you, who he's named you to be. And then the last one will be from Nathan, and that will be delving into spiritual gifts and how you are to play a role in the kingdom. After you've been called by name from the Lord, how does that play out? You know, what are your gifts towards that?
We hope this stirs something in your spirit. We hope something on this trip will inspire you and plant a seed that will prosper and grow into something beautiful in your future.
Yeah, definitely. And each of these episodes will start with a practice called centering prayer. I hope that this is a useful tool. This was something that I was introduced to by the staff here at College Heights, and I really enjoyed it. And I think it helped me enter into this time of meditation and just listening for what the Lord is saying. So I'm really excited, and I hope that you guys will be able to hear what the Lord's telling you.
All right, Shu, do you want to pray over this break?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome.
Lord, it's been a little bit of an overwhelming process getting to spring break. I know for a lot of the leaders in that have been a part of it, but I pray that you will work through everything that everyone has done. And I know from Colby's side of things, you have been working incredibly. You've been giving us opportunities to serve and opportunities to learn and opportunities to retreat and rest in your presence. And I pray that you'd use these episodes to speak to us. Lord, what do you want us to hear? What do you want us to know, and what do you want us to do? I pray that we're able to delve into those questions this week, and I pray that you would speak to us through them. And in your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. That was freestyle too.